This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Family members of some of the people killed in a mass shooting at King Soopers in Boulder are calling for a more detailed financial report and audit of the Colorado Healing Fund. They say the organization's model re-victimizes people by making them repeatedly ask for support. The most recent public report released by the Colorado Healing Fund shows nearly 80% of the almost $5 million collected for victims in Boulder has been dispersed. The fund says it will use the remaining money to address immediate and long-term needs as they arise. Authorities in southern Colorado have confiscated what they say could be more than $2 million worth of drugs. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
Police in Trinidad stopped a vehicle on Interstate 25 Tuesday where a canine unit sniffed around the vehicle and alerted officers to narcotics. They searched and discovered more than 72 pounds of suspected fentanyl and more than 29 pounds of suspected methamphetamine. Authorities say they think the drugs were being delivered for distribution in Colorado. One person was arrested. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Garfield County commissioners have banned fireworks in unincorporated areas. There are bans already in place in cities and on public land there. Carl Oliver with the Carbondale and Rural Fire Protection District says wildfire behavior has increased in recent years. He says fireworks are to blame for a fire in Basalt a few years ago.
It doesn't take much to start a fairly large blaze going, and with a lot of homes in fire-prone environments, it's easy to see that the risk is just too high.
Violators could face fines of up to $1,000 per incident. It's mostly sunny across Colorado. Grand Junction close to 70 this afternoon. Metro Denver and Colorado Springs in the mid-60s today and again tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.